It was a beautiful day. On Facebook this past Father's Day, messages from sons to fathers and daughters to fathers. Badly written posts, some of them, most of them, but filled with so much love, so much thanks and admiration, you could forgive the cliches and pronoun errors. There has to be something right going on for this many people to have so many wonderful fathers and so many wonderful memories. Maybe it only seems that way because only happy people are heard from on days like these, but maybe that's too cynical. Maybe for many, the future, the present has hope because the past had it. What could be better? One daughter wrote about how she never understood what her father meant when he said, "All I want for Father's Day is for my children to be happy," until she had kids of her own. A son thanked his father for the beauty of music. A daughter who lost a father to cancer last year wrote that her daughter had said to her, "Mommy, Grandpa lives in my heart." My father was in Vegas playing tennis on Sunday. It was a good day for him. And I remember a Father's Day many years ago in Northwest Arkansas when my son was 2 years old. I had gone out for something, and when I came back, my father was on the floor talking to my son, who was standing in his playpen. "Show your father what I taught you," he said. My father telling my son to do something for his son. This Father's Day, my girlfriend and I were invited to a friend's house where all the fathers got to red plates and were allowed to eat first. Before the meal, Dr. Jack, the host's dad, gave the blessing, and he thanked those who had come to thank him. Towards the end of the meal, after receiving three extra, extra, extra large shirts, Jack got up and went to the living room by himself. From the dining room where I sat, in front of a music stand where my friends keep church announcements of the deaths of mothers and daughters and fathers and sons as a way to remember, I could see Jack in the recliner, smiling. His family, immediate, extended, and those he just met around a table of barbecued bologna and salads and bread pudding, telling stories from when we all were younger and before, as Loudon Wainwright once put it, anything bad had happened. It was only 4 PM when dinner broke up, so my girlfriend and I decided to go to Ponca City to see her dad, to surprise him. It was one of those perfect Sundays in Oklahoma, a wide sky and an afternoon that looks like it will last till the following day. When we arrived at her parents' house, she knocked and then looked through the kitchen window. "They're in the living room," she said. Moments later, her father answered the door. "Well, hello," he said. "I wanted to surprise you. Happy Father's Day, Daddy." He hugged his little girl. "Your mother's changing. She was in her nightgown when you came. She'll be right out. Come in, come in." We did. He brought us strawberry pie. But he didn't talk much for the hour or so we were there. "He's just that way," she said. He was watching a reality show about a reality show when we arrived. He was watching it when we left. Father's Day. If she wanted more, if she wanted something else, some acknowledgement or declaration about love and daughters and fathers, she didn't get it. But that's not why she came.
I've slumped in your chair, tossed and turned in your bed, lurked in your lair, I have lived in your head, where others were closer. No one is nearer as I glimpse you in me in the hallway mirror. And your doormen all know me. It's not so bizarre. So it shouldn't throw me to go move your car. But the ghost of your father, he couldn't be clearer. He's there where I haunted you, the rear view.